people in their 50s were, on the whole, more contented than people in their 30s. It didn't say they didn't worry as much. I think that you can confirm or deny this, but I think that as we get older, there's a lot of things to worry about. That's one of the qualities of being older. You have a wider circle of friends and family. There's more you're responsible for. It's not just you and your spouse, it's your children, it's your grandchildren, it's all your friends. That your circle of friends keeps growing throughout your whole life. Your Rolodex is bigger and bigger. And we also have, I mean, my wife and I keep commenting that at least these days, there's so much to do when you're older, so many forms to fill out, so many bills to pay, so many websites to follow. You know, she's filling out Medicaid applications for her elderly sister that come to her. And it didn't seem that way when we were younger. It just seemed each one of these things, like when she filled out the Medicaid thing, it was a big, long, complicated governmental form, and she had to do it right, and there was a lot at stake, and it was a worry. There's a lot of things that you worry about. Of course, simple things like when you're older, your annual physical is more worrisome. I'm having mine next week. And, you know, there's a certain quality of, particularly with my health history, hope everything's okay, you know. And waiting for test results, from a friend of yours, you know, all these kinds of things. Sometimes in your profession, you have, by the time you're older, you have lots of responsibility. You may be head of your department, you may be the head of the ER, you may be the head of your research division, and you know, you got to worry about a lot of things. So your mind gets, as you get older, gets filled up with a lot of worries that are legitimate. I mean, it's not like you're a neurotic person sitting there chewing your fingernails. It's these are real things that you have to deal with. So there's a kind of pat answer in Buddhist places that somehow meditation will help you with that. Well, if you just sit more, you know, you'll be calmer. That's not exactly true. I mean, Suzuki Roshi's story about, you know, your child's dying and, you know, you sit, it doesn't mean that you're going to get into a better state of mind. It means that you're going to be grounded in what's really going on, which has its own power. I mean, to be grounded in what is real is the basic liberative message of the Dharma. Whether you like it or not, what's real is you can take to the bank. Oh, that's another thing. We worry about money. Because when you're older, we imagine that, and often it's true, that we have less earning capacity going forward. September of 2008 was not a friendly month for many of us, and some of us are still waiting for a recovery from that, and that was a national crisis for older people. Their politicians are talking about doing away with Medicare and Social Security. They won't be able to do it. Believe me, we're a powerful lobby. But they talk about it, and that, you know, you worry about lots of things. So, and worry is not a bad thing. I'll speak a little later when I talk about the five fears that worry can be fruitful and can move in a move toward solutions, move in a positive direction. But symptomatically, short of popping a lot of Xanax, which doesn't really help that much, take it from somebody who at one time needed to do that because of my brain illness, the meditation that I have come up with that I think helps with an agitated state of mind, worry, anxiety, whatever it might be, is a shamatha practice which has within it a kind of, you might say, biofeedback. And I call it Calm Lake, and it is a traditional, not so common meditation. It is a visualization. So people who like a meditation object that's visual, and in this case, internally visual, you imagine it, really like this. People who don't. So not everybody may find this their cup of tea, but for what it's worth, some people like it a lot. In fact, in my group, some of the people said when I taught it that was the best meditation of all. They really like the Calm Lake. So let's settle in and take a meditation posture. you can do this anywhere. I say here in my text, I had good success doing it while sitting in a doctor's waiting room or in an airport lounge. So if those are anxiety-producing situations for you, this would be a good medicine. It's good medicine for agitation or worry, but it can be done as a regular practice. So this is probably best done initially by closing your eyes, although you can do a visualization with your eyes partly open. And what I want you to do is bring to mind a picture of a small lake, not a big one, but a small one, where you can see around it. You can see the distant shore, and there's a sense of containment, like a mountain lake, like up in the high country in the Sierra or something, a small lake. Maybe many of you have had the experience of sitting meditatively on the shore of such a lake. And certainly the Buddhists who invented the meditation probably did it while sitting in front of a lake. So if you have a memory of a lake that you actually had visited, maybe when you were a child or something, that bring that to mind, because that you have more texture with a remembered lake. When you're at home, you can also use a picture, a postcard, or you can get a picture of the lake off the web and print it and use it. You can start. A lot of these shamatha practices, you start with an external visual object until you have it well in mind, and then you internalize it. So you could start with a picture of a lake. So imagine yourself sitting at the edge of the lake, looking out on the water. So take a look at the water and see what it looks like. At the beginning, imagine that it's quite calm, glassy, very, very quiet, just the merest ripple of wind. You can see the reflection of the sky in it, clouds, the reflection of the trees in reverse all around the edge. In the Taoist system of Taoist yoga, the lake represents the feminine and the receptive. So the lake is a deep symbol of a quiet, receptive state of mind. Just open, willing to receive. So just let that image stabilize for a moment.